Hello, everyone, and welcome to Connection Point. Today, we're speaking with Ryan Detman, IT manager at Western National Bank, which is located in Midland, Texas. Widely known for energy and commercial lending, Western National Bank's mission is to provide superior service to customers, having helped communities reach their goals for more than 30 years from its 8 locations. And Ryan is here today to tell us how he wanted to validate that Western National's virtualization environment was optimized. He also wanted to make sure it was set up according to best practices before beginning a storage resource management project known as SRM. After initial discussions, it was determined that a total performance analysis from the PC Connection family of companies would be the best way to gather the data that Western National needed to successfully kick off their SRM project. Ryan's here with us to talk about it today. And Ryan, appreciate the time.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Let's start with the big why here. Why did Western National Bank think it was important to validate your environment before beginning this SRM project?
We're growing. We went from a $400,000 bank over the past 10 years to a $1.4 billion bank. And when you grow, we're getting more servers, working with more vendors. And as we grow, we're not going physical, we're going virtual. So as we grow, we want to make sure everything is set up to best practices. And with best practices, everything should run smoothly. And, I mean, that's what we're hoping to do. And that's why we, worked with PC Connection so they could come in and make sure everything was set up correctly for us to grow.
Was this something that you thought, hey, we should do this? Was this suggested to you by someone on your team? How did it all kind of come about?
It was more on me as we grew. I didn't want something to not be set up and we grow and fail in the long term. So I was bringing it up that, our account manager, he was always asking, or we'd be talking. And then one day he just offered like, hey, we have these services. And it just went from there.
Excellent. Now, did you have, when you knew, hey, we're going to kind of validate things and know what our environment looks like and what's going on here, did you have any preconceived notions of what you might find in terms of doing this validation? Did you have anything that you were hoping that you would accomplish by looking into your systems before the project?
Yeah, I was hoping they are not really hoping, but that they would find something. We try to follow best practices, but as we've grown, we started with one server, to two servers, to three servers, and before we got too big, we want to make sure we were doing everything correctly up to VMware's best practices before, taking on more servers and a big project like SRM.
Had you heard of this type of pre-project analysis before? Was this something new for you?
This was new. We have local companies here that may offer something similar, but we've been with PC Connection for almost 8 years now, and we're like, we'll give them a shot.
All right. Remotely done? Was this done on site? What kind of impact did it have on your operations?
It was both remote, and I think the first week they did it remotely. We set up a couple of VMware servers where they installed the tools and everything, and they monitored our network so they could tell, where we might need help, this and that. And then we did have a guy come on site for a week also.
All right. Let me talk to you timeline. This is one of those things, Ryan, that I think is helpful for listeners. Total timeline and overview. We don't have to get super detailed here, but in terms of working with PC Connection, kind of from that initial conversation, you picked up the phone and gave a call through the total analysis process, maybe a total amount of kind of time and a little bit of the overview of the process there.
They did, in the scope of work, it was set for 2 weeks, but they do monitor for 30 to 45 days our network to see how it goes. And then it was kind of a week on, phone calls, just they're asking questions and, I'm answering those. And then on site, he was here 8 hours a day and, he was very, very knowledgeable and pointed out some things that weren't in our scope of work. And after that, I mean, they still call and check in. I don't know if that was part of our scope of work, but it's really nice.
All right. Excellent. Let me ask, and again, this was that total performance analysis. Real short answer here. Did it meet your expectations?
Yeah, yes, by far.
All right. And when you looked at the analysis that finally came on back there, anything surprising that was discovered? Was it kind of what you had expected? Tell me about that.
Yes, it was what we expected. We came out good, you know, flying colors. Everything was green, but they did point out areas where we can improve things. And that was basically our goal, was to say, hey, you know, this is what you need to do. Once this is done, you can move forward and you can grow, you know, exponentially. So,
all right. Let me talk to you about and hear from you again back to the PC Connection team. First thing that comes to mind when I say, hey, what was it like to work with those guys that came out on site or on the phone? First couple ideas that come to your mind.
Just how much they knew offhand, you know, there was no research. I mean, in just a phone call, you know, if I had a question or whatever, they could answer it. There was no, well, let me get back to you on that or anything. They could answer it over the phone call. And even while we were on the phone, they were sending white papers and, you know, answers and that sort of stuff. So that was amazing. Normally, the vendors and people that we work with, you know, it's like, well, let me look it up and I'll get back to you in a week.
Phone tag.
Yeah, you play phone tag.
I hear you. I hear you. Heard it before from other folks here. So it sounds like, again, you had said 8+ years or so you've worked with PC Connection on various projects. It sounds like you would work with this team again on a future project.
Yes. What we plan on doing is just doing this project every year, the best practices after we get SRM, you know, that'll be included. And that way we just know we're doing the right thing, that our virtual machines, our ESX servers, everything is set up to best practices and we won't have any problems. Not only do they look at, you know, your virtual machines, but the hardware you use, the memory, the bio, even the BIOS, they go as far as checking the BIOS and everything to like the latest and greatest that'll work well with VMware.
And that sounds, again, it's like ultimately why that VMware total performance analysis really did benefit you, help you accomplish your goals to make sure that you were in good shape. So, Ryan, really appreciate you taking a couple moments here kind of sharing that story with everyone today.
Yeah, no problem.
And folks, if you are interested in preparing your virtual infrastructure for the future and you want to learn more about conducting a total performance analysis, turn to the PC Connection family of companies. They can offer critical insights into your environment to help you optimize the virtual infrastructure, provide recommendations for VMware software licensing and hardware upgrades, and a whole lot more. Contact your account manager today to find out how to engage their on-staff experts. You can learn more at pcconnection.com/TPA, or you can call 1-800-800-0014. If you want to send us an email, that is simple. It is connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.